Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick Trusiewski. Batting second. The shortstop, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Vern Fuller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski takes first base on ball four. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virals fields it and throws to first for the out. Trusiewski moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton who is chasing the ball. Brown reaches third base with a triple. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball four. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trzaskowski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 1, Indians, 1. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a pop-up towards short. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fuller catches it and throws to second with Brown covering, to double up Kaline. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trzaskowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Snyder. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Snyder steals second. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. One out. LeMay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trusiewski takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Trusiewski. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Trusiewski steals second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trusiewski scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kaline hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to first for the out. Stanley moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to second. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Fuller moves to third. Cardenal moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt is walked intentionally. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. May reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals strikes out. 2 outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Vern Fuller. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is hit by the pitch. May moves to third. Askew moves to second. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheinblum for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Vicente Romo now pitching. Max Alves now playing third base. Zoilo Verhals now playing second base. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Trusiewski hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cardinal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Cardinal moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Cardinal steals third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardinal scores. Brown moves to second. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. May is walked intentionally. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. May moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 3 in the game. Cash is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Horton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Askew and he is safe. Northrup steals second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Campbell now playing first base. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vicente Romo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romo moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Snyder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown pinch hits for Don McMahon. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trusiewski moves to second. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kaline is walked intentionally. Dave Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Dobson now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. he's got one RBI. As Q strikes out, the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Vicente Romo. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alves moves to third. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alves tags and scores. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.